Well, the initial burst from the treatment plant to the reservoir has been fixed. However, there are still people that are now on their third day without water in the Clonmany areas of Carron and Gortahark. Outlying areas such as Upper Dunmore, parts of Sruthin, Mean Derry, Glasherhoo, Mean Claddy, Mean Lara, Cairnsport are still without water. Irish Water are actively working to try and get the water back to them, but the boys on the ground, and we have to pay tribute to the Irish Water lads and the council lads that are on the ground, they are doing sterling work. However, the problem is that Irish Water simply are not putting in enough funding to solve the crumbling pipe network that exists in Clonmany. But just to reassure everybody that Irish Water locally do hope that everybody will have water by early afternoon. That said, if there are other bursts on the line, it may cause further deterioration and time lapses and people getting it back. But they're actively working on it. They have been working through the night. They have been diverting water from reservoir to pipes, from pipes to reservoirs. So they are working hard to try and get it eradicated, but it's simply not good enough. I will be keeping the pressure on Irish Water, have been doing so yesterday and overnight and again this morning, and we will see what will come from that. But people can expect that everybody in the Clonmany area will have water back by at the latest early afternoon.
This has been an ongoing issue, and as you say, it needs to be fixed sooner rather than later. Is there any indication from Irish Water that an infrastructure upgrade is in the works?
Well, look, the operations team of Irish Water have a meeting on Monday morning to ascertain the exact problems and difficulties with it. I will be hoping to meet with them then at a later stage next week to put further pressure on them to fund the works. But even when the funding is in place, it will take them a little bit of time to actually do a bit of detailed survey work and planning work in advance of it. I have asked that emergency funding is put in place, that it doesn't have to wait on a programme. I am fairly hopeful that that will now happen, but that doesn't solve the short-term problem. What I'm looking to happen in the meantime is that the Dunfanaghy water would come in and serve areas of Fochara, that waters from Gidorka come in and serve areas of Gortahark, over towards Cairnsport, Minicladdy in that area, so that even if the rising main from the reservoir does burst again, which is more than likely, that there will be a supply and that there will be water that will be available to go around the pipes from other supplies whilst the lads are fixing the burst on the pipe. And that is the kind of mitigating measure that is expected from Irish Water. Many of the people that are affected are paying customers of Irish Water. They're not getting the adequate service. I will be talking to Irish Water in regards to whether people can be expect to get compensated for what they have been through. And many people are saying to me that they are not prepared to pay bills of Irish Water. And you know what? I'd be prepared to stand with those people and say they're not getting adequate service. They should not be expected to pay the bills that are being issued by Irish Water for a substandard service that they are receiving in the Clonmany area.